Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only
to be.
Again, oh Jesus, I can listen to that one all day. I can only imagine. Let's just go there again. Let's just go there again and only imagine. Amen. I tell you, we're going to play that song again. Buying a little time here. Amen. Waiting on some of our callers, but you know what? As I do that, I'm reminded of Jesus. He said, no man know the day or the hour. Amen. So you know what? He's not going to wait on us. Amen. When he comes to get his people, amen, they have to already be prepared. They have to always be in waiting and anticipating him. Amen. I'm going to play that song one more time.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel?
Can only imagine when all I will do
everybody. That song, I tell you, that song goes to a deep, deep place. I don't know about you, but when I hear these anointed women and men of God that God has graced to sing, amen, and to just take us throne, you can really feel this woman singing this song as though she's right there at the feet of Jesus as she's looking and gazing upon him. You can imagine her being right there. Lord have mercy. What a wonderful, wonderful experience that will be. I can only imagine. When you think about that and when I hear her singing it, I can feel that thing, Mother, down in the depths of my spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God glory today. I praise the Lord for each and every one of you. And once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. And when I say we're empowering souls for destiny, I mean that this word that we hear each and every day is giving us strength, is giving us knowledge, is giving us wherewithal to know what God is calling for, where we can prepare ourselves and we can continue to work on this building. Amen. Work on it where we know that we are making our election sure. We have a surety, amen, that if we suffer with Christ, one day we're going to reign with it. We have a surety, amen, that we're going to be able to see Jesus and we'll be able to see him in peace. Oh, what a time, what a time, what a time. One of the psalmists say, when I sing a song, when I see Jesus. Ah, glory to God, I thank you. Thank each and every one of you all. Truly, it's a blessing. I count this a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to come before God's people and just share a word, amen, and just to let you know, to encourage your heart that Jesus is coming. I can remember a time when I came into this thing almost 30 years ago. That's how we would encourage one another, Sister T and Mother Charity. I know she knows. She's 83 years old. Amen. We would encourage one another with these words. Jesus is coming. Now you go into the churches today, you don't even hear the in. Don't prepare yourself for the drinking and the alcohol and the banqueting, but we should be preparing ourselves to see Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Oh, I love him today. I love him today, Mother. I love God. Amen. When I think about where he's brought me from, when I think about, hallelujah, how he's opened up doors for me and made ways for me, hallelujah, sometimes I couldn't see my way. But even when I couldn't see my way, Sister T, God was already preparing the way. Hallelujah. He said he'll go before us and prepare the way. Amen, amen. We're just so happy to be here on the line today. Look like we're having a little difficulty here with these lines opening and what have you. I was trying to get Mother Charity line open and Sister T's line open, but the thing is just turning around. But nevertheless, we're going to go on in Jesus' name, and when they become available to us, then we'll open up the lines. Amen. But we just want to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you. Once again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for being so kind to tune in every day. To those of you that may go back and listen in the archives, and even those that may come into the chat room today, we say praise the Lord to each and every one of you all on today. Amen. We're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking in this hour. We know again that this week, this Sunday, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day. Amen. So we'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers all over the land. Amen. We are going to talk this week. We have some speakers, some pastors that will be visiting us this week. Pastor Miracle Burleson will be with us on Wednesday. And Pastor Beatrice Martin will speak for us on Thursday. And then we have one of my spiritual mothers in the gospel, and that's none other than Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Sacramento, California. She will be with us on Friday. So we won't have Provoke Fridays this Friday, but we'll have a special guest, and that's Prophetess Cheryl Harrison will be with us on Friday. And tomorrow, Verona, I still haven't gotten confirmation, but we'll have Verona Singleton with us tomorrow. And as soon as these lines open up, we're going to have some words. I only see Sister T and Mother Charity. I don't know. There may be some other callers on the line, but there we're experiencing some difficulty. Amen. So I'm going to open up with the word of prayer so those lines become available and get open. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, once again, God, we come before you. Hallelujah. Thanking you for our life, health, and strength. Thanking you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thanking you, Lord God, for renewing your mercies upon us this morning. For we know that your mercies are renewed each and every morning. And God, we thank you. We thank you for being in that number. Ah, that number where you were able to renew our mercies. Lord God, we don't take it lightly today. Lord God, we thanking you for Mother Charity. We thanking you for Sister T. We thanking you for all of our listeners that tune in each and every day to hear a word, God, from you. Amen. To be encouraged, to be enlightened, to be inspired, to be empowered, Lord God, to continue to pursue our destiny, and our destiny is in Christ Jesus. Lord God, we don't take you for granted today. Hey, glory to God. We asking you, Lord God, to remember each and every one that come on this line. Remember our families, Lord God. Remember the leaders, Lord God. Continue to strengthen your pastors, God. Continue, Lord God, to give them a vision, God. For you say, where there's no vision, the people perish. Oh, God, we're asking you to continue to bless us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to keep us with a mind to want to seek after you, God. For we know that you said in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And you said all of these things would be added unto us, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to remember, God, the mothers all over the land as they honor them on Sunday, God, and as they give honor to them each and every day, God, the priceless gift of a mother. Ah, it's invaluable, Lord God. We can't put a price on it. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for having us, hallelujah, at such a time as this where we can just elaborate and we can just honor these mothers for their tremendous sacrifice, Lord God, for the love that they admonishes every day, each and everywhere they go, God, hallelujah, how they're careful, Lord God, to be, hallelujah, to be discreet, God, how they're careful, Lord God, to go in and prepare meals, how they're careful, Lord God, to keep their children, God, under the ark of safety, God. We thank you for the mothers each and everywhere all over this country, Lord God. We don't take them for granted today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We even thank you for our own mother. Hallelujah, the mother of Jesus, God. We thank you for that virgin, Lord God, that you impregnated with a holy thing, God. And that holy thing that was in our womb was Christ. That holy thing was our in our womb was the anointed Savior of the world, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because if it was not for a Savior, God, we wouldn't have been redeemed. If it was not for our Savior, God, we wouldn't have the right to the tree of life, Lord God. We bless you today, God. And God, as we continue, Lord God, to teach and preach this gospel, Lord God. Let it convict somebody, God. Let somebody's heart be pricked where they can say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. What must I do for turnaround in my life? What must I do to be transformed? What must I do to get a new mindset, God? Oh, God, we're asking you to remember souls everywhere, God. Go into the prisons right now, God. Oh, God, and I'm asking you to touch my sister, God. Remember her, God. Oh, God, that release date, Lord God. Let it come quickly, Lord God. Remember my son, God, and all those women and men that are shut up in prisons, Lord God. Some for extended periods of time where they don't even have a date, don't even know when they're coming out, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort them today, God. Comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember the sick and the shut-in all over this land, God. Remember, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you today, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to remember, Lord God, those that are over our land, God. Remember our president. Remember all the officials in the land. Remember our governments, Lord God. You told us to pray for our governments, God, for you have already ordained governments. Remember our law enforcement, Lord God, the policemen that's on the streets every day. Lord God, we know to protect and to serve. We know without them we would be living in chaos every day, God. Remember our troops, Lord God, our military, our armed forces, every branch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our teachers, Lord God, and our doctors, Lord God, and our attorneys, Lord God. You have ordained all of these different authorities in the land, God, and you said we should obey the law of the land, God. Oh, God, we bless you today. Oh, God, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be today, God. Ah, God, continue to give us vision, God. Keep us with clear vision, God. Keep us with a humble spirit, Lord God, where we could be able to serve, Lord God, with peace, God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our minds staying on you, Lord God. For you said if we do those things, you would keep us in perfect peace. Well, we bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Remember our nieces and our nephews, our extended family, our cousins, God. Remember my own mother this morning, God. I celebrate her, God. I celebrate her, God, for what she has done in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, remember, Lord God, my sisters and my brothers all over the land, God, my biological brothers and sisters, God, and even my spiritual brothers and sisters, Lord God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for peace right now, God. Peace in our homes, God. Peace in our job. Peace in our sanctified soul. We bless you and we give you glory and we give you praise and we give you honor for all that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every speaker that come on this line this week, Lord, and even those that have visited previously, Lord. Continue to shine upon them, God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless their going out and their coming in. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We're just so happy to be able to celebrate. Hallelujah, hallelujah, another day, hallelujah, that the Lord has seen fit to bless us with. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is no good thing of our own, people of God, that we're here today, amen, that we're able to lift up our voices and give him praise. Hallelujah, wasn't no accident, amen, but it certainly wasn't nothing good that we've done, amen, for we don't warrant. We don't deserve the blessings of the love of the Lord, but because of his love for us, amen, because of his unconditional love, we are recipients of those blessings. Amen, amen. We just bless the Lord today. Amen. I wasn't feeling too good in my body, still feeling a little queasiness in my stomach, but I'm going to press my way today. Hallelujah. I'm going to press my way today. Amen. We're going to talk about the priceless gift of a mother to this week. Amen. The priceless gift of a mother. Amen. And when we look at that word priceless, hallelujah, hallelujah, these things are just turning and turning and turning. I don't know if it's a cookie or what. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm a go forth as the Lord lead me. And I mean, this is just crazy today. Crazy, but that's all right, Lord God. You have a word for us. We come against the principalities of the air. We know they have power over the air, but we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you to let us be have a clear voice, Lord God, clear the airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that all will be well on today. Amen. We bless you, God. We thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't even see if you all hearing me clearly, but that's all right. God knows everything. Amen, amen. Let me just go right on into what the Lord is saying on today. Amen. I see why some of this stuff is happening. Glory to God. Let me just go right here. Give me a moment, you all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I see right why some of this is going on. Okay. Hallelujah. It's all good. It's all good. Hallelujah. Scripture say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. We're going to go to, I want to talk a little bit today about the priceless gift of a mother. Amen. And we know when we begin to talk about mothers, amen, the first scripture comes to mind is in Proverbs. We talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, amen. You know that Proverbs 31 woman was a powerful woman, amen, amen. She was one that loved the Lord. She was one that respected God and honored her husband, and she certainly went about diligently taking care of her children and taking care of the chores and the responsibility that God had placed upon her. Amen. Now. I see everybody now. God bless you all. Amen. Let me stop this song right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, Mother. Let me open up Mother Line now. We back in business, Mother Charity?
Yes. I've been hearing you all the time.
All right, yes, but I couldn't hear you. I couldn't open up the lines, but I see Sister Diamond Shaw. I see Prophetess Darlene. I see Minister Aaron Singleton. I even see Apostle Johnson on the line. I couldn't see nobody. I said, what?
Oh, my Lord.
I know the rapture hadn't taken place.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. I see Sister Leslie, Sister Dawn, Pastor Beatrice.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
And even Pastor, I mean, a prophetess, Vanessa. Amen. Sister T. Amen. She was the second one on the line today. So God bless you all. We're talking about the priceless gift of a mother. And I'm glad so many of you all are on today, because guess what? Today is open forum. Amen. So we want to get some of your testimonies and some of your experiences in having a priceless, the gift of a priceless mother. And many of you all on the line, I think everybody on the line today are mothers. Amen. So your mothers and every one of us on the line today, other than Apostle Johnson, amen, we all have children, amen, and have been through childbirth. Amen. He has a child, but he haven't experienced childbirth. Amen. So we're talking about today the priceless gift of a mother. And I'm just going to open up a little bit and share a little something with you, and then we're going to open up the lines and have each and every one of you all, we're going to talk about this priceless gift of a mother. And when we hear that word priceless, amen, we think about something that is valuable, something that we can't, really invaluable, something that we can't put a price on, something that is precious, something that is costly. It's irreplaceable. You know, nothing can take the place of a mother. When you look at that mother, the gift of having a mother, you know the mother is the only, and you know, and I'm not taking anything away from the father, but many times when you're in a home, in a two-parent home, amen, and there's a mother and a father that's physically in the home, amen. When anything goes wrong with those children are clinging to that mother. Amen. The father pretty much is the strong arm in the house. You know, he pretty much keeps the order and keep the children in line because they have a fear of that father. That father is that muscle. He's that strong force that's needed. But the mother is more gentle. She's gentler and she's kinder. Amen. And she'll suffer a little bit longer with those children than that father would. And I don't know why is that. Maybe because God made the man to be the protector. The man is to be the protector of the family. Really, the man is the head of the family. And that's how Christ is. Christ is the head over the church. Amen. And that's why he compares. He compares his headship just as a bride and a groom. Amen. The man is the one that is the head of the woman. And Christ is the head of the man. Amen. And so it filters on down. And we all have a responsibility. We all have a responsibility. Everybody that is a part of a family has a responsibility. Amen. So we have to, once we know what our responsibility is, then we are able to perform in the capacity that we should. But if you don't know your role, you don't know the authority and the power that you have, then we're out of place. Because we don't really know who we are. So if these children in the home find the weak vessel, that is the one that they prey upon. Amen. And we know that the woman is the weaker vessel, where that the scripture declared that. And it's okay. It's okay. We know our role. Amen. We know our role. But sometimes the women try to usurp and try to change the order, and then they want to be the head. Amen. But if you have a two-family household, there's no way that the woman is the head. The man is the head. But the man has to perform his duties. He has to take the oversight there in the house. Now, if he's out of place, say he's not working, and he's not the provider in the home. The mother may have X amount of children, amen, but she's going to work every day. And then the father, he's out of place because he's not working. He's doing something else, amen. Well, that's not order. That's chaos, and that's dysfunction because the Bible told the man to be the head. Amen. He is to go and till the ground. That's why when the first man, Adam, sinned, God said, I'm going to send a second man, Adam, and that second man, Adam, was Jesus. Amen. Amen. So he came to redeem us back. Amen. So we have to know our place. We're talking about the priceless gift of a mother. So when we say gift, a gift is something given voluntarily, okay? Voluntarily, and that's what women do. We give voluntarily, and we don't look for anything in return. When we have children, guess what? We're going to nurture them. We're going to clothe them. We're going to feed them. We're going to teach and train them. Because guess what? That is our responsibility. Amen. So a gift, the act of giving, something bestowed or acquired without any particular effort by the recipient or without it being earned. Amen. You know, sometimes we give to our children because they're bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. They don't really do anything to earn those gifts. But because of the love, the unrestrained love that we have for them, we keep on giving and giving and giving. Even sometimes when we get up with them and we put them on punishment, we still have that in our spirit to give, because that's what mothers do. They're nurturers. They're kind. They're giving. They're receptive, and they have the heart of these kids. They have their best interests at heart. Amen. So we're going to just talk a little bit, and we're going to want you all to jump right on in here too. Now, when we look at this scripture, we're going to Proverbs, and that's the scripture most of us go to, Proverbs 31, and then we begin at verse 10. I'm just going to read a few, and then I'm going to open up the line. We're talking about the priceless gift of a mother. And as I begin to think about Mary, the mother of Jesus, when Jesus was teaching and going about his father's business, you know, even when they crucified him, you know, she had to stand there and watch. She watched and saw many of the stripes that he was whipped with. She saw him trying to bear his cross. Amen. She saw when they put the crown of thorns on his head. Imagine having to witness. Imagine having to witness, amen, some of our children get in trouble, amen, and they go to jail and what have you. And some of them may call home and say, Mama, they hit me, they whipped me, or whatever. But they're just telling you what they have experienced. But this woman, glory to God, this mother had to physically watch. Hallelujah. She had to watch her son die. Ah, as a sinner, hallelujah, he had to watch and knew this man, knew this boy was a great boy, knew he was a good boy, respectable, honorable son, amen. She knew this thing, that this when Jesus was in the womb of Mary, he wasn't Jesus then, he was Christ, the anointed one. Amen. He became Jesus after she gave birth. Hallelujah. Because the angel told her to name the baby, told Joseph to name him Jesus. But he was Christ, the anointed one, in her womb. Ah, that's why the Bible says he was called a holy thing. Yeah, Jesus. But this woman had this experience, that holy thing that came out of her womb became her Savior. I imagine being a mother, and then the son that you birthed, hallelujah, he's no longer your son now. He's your Savior. Ooh, how many people can just imagine that? Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But this woman had to witness her son being tormented, had to witness him being whipped with many stripes, had to witness them kill him, hallelujah, witnessed him what it drove nails through his head, hallelujah, and hung him and crucified him, hallelujah. She had to live, she had to witness that. Oh, but I thank God that, hallelujah, he said, no man take my life, I lay it down, hallelujah. But he said, I'm going to raise it up in 3 days. I'll rise again. Hallelujah. How many are thankful? for the mother of Jesus. How many are thankful for a priceless, the priceless gift of a mother? Let's read a little bit. Proverbs, this is a bad chapter, and that's why we got the women of the pastors coming on this week, and they're going to expound a little bit better on this topic, the priceless gift of a mother. Let's start at verse 31, Proverbs 31, and we're going to start at verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? When you think about that word virtuous, the first thing comes to mind is somebody that's honorable, somebody that's noble, somebody that is respectable. Amen. That's the first impression that you get when you think about virtues. But who can find a virtuous woman? It's more than respectable. Yes, that's some of it. But it's a woman that has skill. It's a woman that is knowledgeable. It's a woman that know who she are. It's a woman that's capable of taking care of her business and somebody else's too. It's a woman that will go to any means, hallelujah, to preserve her family, to preserve her children, to preserve her household. It's a woman, amen, that will always praise and honor God, hallelujah, above all else. Amen. That's what that virtuous woman is. Amen. And when I begin to study, I looked at this Hebrew word, and it says hayil, and that translated means noble. But when you see the word noble, most time the word noble in the Bible, it's referring to a man. Amen. He was a noble man. He was a stoop. But when you look at this word virtuous, many times in the Bible, when you see the word virtuous, it's talking about a woman. And when you see the word noble, it's talking about a man. Amen. So when you look at this word hayil, it says the common usage of that Hebrew word means force, strength. So women, mothers today, we have a force. We are a force that need to be reckoned with. Amen. We are women of strength. We are women of courage. We are women of substance. And that's why I'm throwing this a little commercial, but it's also something to make you think. That's why Pastor R.C. Blake is hosting this father and daughter conference, amen, to try to bring some understanding, to try to bring some unity, and to try to get these young women to think, hallelujah, that their bodies is not to be used as a prostitute. Their bodies is not to be used for somebody to pimp them and put them out on the street. Amen. They are precious. Amen. And we got to train and teach our young women. Amen. Some of them, you see, they have tattoos all over their body. The Bible say, don't defile your body. Your body is the temple of God. It's the temple of God. I did it when I was a young woman. I got an A on my leg, but you can't even see it. Amen, I got it way high. But when I look at it, I said, look how silly I was. What was that? That my name is Adrian. So I just put the A. You know, you wanna do you run with your girls. You know, we have little girlfriends that we run with. Amen. And one of them may take the lead and say, well, I'm gonna do this. And then you say, okay, well, you know, you gotta be as bold as they are, so you don't want them to think you know, you're a coward or you're not with the set. You know, you gotta be down with what they do. So when they got there, you had to get that. Now they got these high powered machines. Ooh, I don't know how these kids could take that, because I remember when we did this thing on my leg, that thing hurt, and they just took a needle and just went all the way. That is still here. I'm almost 60 years old. It's still here. So we do a lot of foolish things when we're young. So I ask everybody to sponsor a young woman. Sponsor a young woman or a young man to attend this conference next month on June 19 and 20th. We need some mothers. Mother Charity is 83 years old. She's on the line with us today, and I'm going to open up the lines and let Mother talk. She's going to be the first one. Amen. And I know she can share some things with us about motherhood. She can share some things with us about her being a young woman. Amen. She was a first lady. Her husband was a pastor. She's a widow now. Amen. So there's many things she can share with us. She can teach us, and that's what the Bible tells us. He tells the mothers to teach the young women. But you know what? We don't have no mothers teaching the young women because the mothers are running with the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy with the daughters. They're running to the club and drinking with the daughters. No. We can't do that. We have to make a difference. Amen. If my daughter was living today, I couldn't run with. No, because you know what? They lose respect for you. They lose respect for you if you run with your daughters, if you're doing the same thing they're doing. There's no respect. There's no respect. So Proverbs 16, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a respectable woman? Who can find an honorable woman? Who can find a woman, amen, that respects the gift that God has given her, the gift of motherhood? That is an honor. The Bible says children are a heritage. And the Bible says, in that same verse, says, for her price is far above rubies. What you're saying, you can't put no price tag on a mother. The gift of a mother is rare. It's special. It's something that God has ordained. It says the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. Okay? So this is talking about a wife here. This particular passage is talking about a wife. Okay? But we have single mothers that don't have husbands. We have a single mothers that are widows. You know, their husbands have passed on and gone on. Amen. So we have different things, but this particular passage is telling you how strong and how caught this woman of God is. Amen. It says the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of foil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Well, I'm going to drop on now because I want to talk, just say a few more words, and then we're going to open up the line. Drop down, and you all read this in its entirety in your spare time. Let's drop down to verse 25. It says, strength and honor are her clothing. What is that saying? What is that saying? You have to be strong. You can't succumb to the things of this world. You have to maintain your integrity and your strength. Amen. And your honor. It says strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom. We're not talking nothing like a foolish woman. Amen. We're teaching our young women. We're teaching our daughters how to be honorable, how to be respectable, how to not just put themselves on Front Street where every Tom, Dick, and Harry can talk about them. We have to teach these young women. Verse 26 says, she opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household. Amen. She is concerned about her household, and she eateth not the bread of idleness. What you're saying, she's not on the phone gossiping all day. She's taking care of her children. She's taking care of her responsibilities in the home. She's not going to the bar looking for a maid. Amen. She's not going to try to prostitute her body, amen, to pay her bills. Amen. You don't need to do these kind of things. Amen. If you rest in God and you prepare yourself, God will always present you with some opportunities where you can thrive, where you can be respectable. Amen. You don't need a man to identify who you are. You don't need him to validate who you are. If you get in this word and you learn the values of motherhood, you'll never go wrong. We have so many spirits in the land today. I've never seen it, mother. Mother's 83. I'll be 60 years old next month. Amen. And even when I was coming up, mother, I never saw some of the things these young girls are doing today.
I know you do.
Some of the things these young men are doing today. We have a fight in the community. Guess what? It was over with the next day. We went on to school together. Amen. Nobody went to go get their Uzi or their shotgun or their Magnum.
Right.
Guns weren't even prevalent in our community at that point.
Right.
We have a fight. It was over with. Amen.
That's right.
We go right next door to one another's house and eat with one another again and laugh. But these children, if they go in the club to start a fight, to start a killing or a murder, it don't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
I know.
She looked it well to the ways of her household and eating not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up. Now, your children ain't going to rise up and call you blessed if you out in the street doing what they do. They're not going to look to you like that.
That's right.
They're going to disrespect you. They're going to dishonor you. And that's why you find daughters and mothers can't get along with one another. Amen. Because the daughter is to reverence and honor her mother. But the mother has to take her rightful place. Amen. You can't, it's good to have an open communication with your children, but don't become too open with them that they lose respect for you. No, you can't do that. It's all right to laugh with one another and enjoy each other as family, but you got to always know that there's a line you ought to never cross. You ought to never cross. And if you cross that line, you crossed it because guess what? I allowed you to become too familiar with me. I would never, even before I got saved, I would never curse my mother out. I would have been dead in my grave early if I was a teenager and decided I'm going to call my mother out of her name or I'm going to talk to her stupid in front of who? I would have been dead a long time ago. My mother didn't play that. Amen.
That's right.
She didn't play that. And I knew she didn't play it. And guess what? I wasn't going to ever. I don't care how mad I would get at some things she said and had me do. I would mumble it on the knee. I wouldn't even let her hear me mumbling. Hallelujah.
I heard that.
Children are going to rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also going to praise her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but God excels them all. How are we going to excel them all when we're out of line? We don't know our place. We don't know what God is calling for us to do. We're afraid to tell these children what's right and what's wrong. We're afraid to tell them, oh, you're not doing this today. You're not going there today. Nah. The Joneses can go wherever they want to go. But far as me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Amen. Won't be no partying on Sunday when it's church time. You go to your party on Saturday. Amen. But Sunday morning, when I rise, guess what? You're going to be in my house at a respectable time. Hallelujah. I raised four grandchildren, and I raised my niece, and they know when I didn't play with church. I allowed them to be young women and young men, but they knew what I stood for.
Amen.
They knew what I stood for. So don't come ask me to go to no party on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. You go in and prepare. Oh, no, no, no. After we get out of church, if they got a party going on, y'all need to go to, y'all all can go together. But we going to church first. This is how we going to do this thing. Amen. So people of God, the the priceless gift of a mother. The priceless gift of a mother. You only get one mother.
Mm-hmm.
And some children don't even have a mother. Some children, parents give them away at birth.
Yeah.
Amen. And some of them exposed where they have to live in foster homes and they get mistreated and get abused and are molested and all
That's
kinds
right.
of things. So if you have a mother or you are a daughter, then guess what? When you begin to have children, you're going to realize everything that your mother said to you, you're going to experience it with you. My mother used to tell me, you're going to get it back. I didn't understand what she was saying. Everything you do that's not pleasant, guess what? You'll get it back through your own children. Not that I disrespected my mother, but you know how you get grown and you're on your own, you're doing your own thing. And well, you govern your house and I'm going to govern mine. But she would say, the same thing you put me through, you're going to get it back and you're going to get double. And I have found that to be true. Amen? I found that to be true. So I'm a get on off because I could go on and on and on and on. But as we are honoring and celebrating mothers for this special day that the nation have set aside for us to honor our mothers, amen, always remember you were a daughter before you became a mother. Before you became a mother, you were a daughter. So the Bible said many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. So if you are a good daughter, then guess what? You'll learn how to be a good mother. But if you cause your mother problems being a daughter, guess what? When you grow up and you begin to have children, you're going to experience some of those same things. So let's pattern ourselves after good mothers. Let's connect with somebody that has our best interest at heart. It's time for us to take off our dancing shoes. It's time for us to take off our club attire. And it's time for us to live holy. It's time for us to live righteously before God. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming,
Jesus.
Sister Donna. Hallelujah, and he's coming for mothers that have made themselves ready. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming, amen, to claim those that are honorable, those that are respectable, those that won't take down, those that won't compromise. Hallelujah, that's what he's coming for. So let's not compromise. Let's not compromise. As they honor us this week for Mother's Day, let us be mindful of what we have to do to make sure that we can become that virtuous woman that God is looking for, that we wouldn't have to hide our faces and be ashamed, but we can walk in humility. We can walk in love. We can walk as women of integrity, women of character, women, amen, that's going to hold up our families, and our families can be proud to call us their mother. Amen. I'm going to Mother Charity, straight down the switchboard, and then to Sister Donna, and she's able to talk, and then the Prophetess Darlene, and then I have Minister Aaron Singleton on. I tell you, before I go to Mother, Aaron, Mother passed about 8 years ago, ain't Liz. She was a mother of 12 children. She was a first lady. She had children stair step. Amen, but she lived a holy and righteous life. She lived before her children. Yes, they missed her because she was a good mother. Amen, but honey, I tell you, when you instill good values in your children, guess what they want? The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart. He didn't say they won't go out and do their thing. He did not say that, but that word that you put in them, that word that you have instilled in them, amen, when they go too far the track, God will bring them back because that word will always be there in them. He said when they get old, they won't depart. Remember that. In Jesus' name, Mother Charity, God bless you.
Yeah, bless
Hallelujah.
You too. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. Praise the Lord. You could have kept on talking, amen, because I certainly was enjoying those words, amen, praise the Lord, of a virtuous woman and what the Bible had to say about it. Praise the Lord, because her price is far above rubies. Praise the Lord, it's hard to find those type of mothers, but I can really appreciate, I mean, down through the years, when we was coming up, my mother had 10 children, praise the Lord, and we had a, like my daddy used to say, a stem winder. In other words, she was a beautiful mother, and she was typical of that virtuous woman. My mother, amen, she had things in order. And daddy, I mean, he ruled the house. Tell me about it. Yes, he did. And, I mean, he brought us up. Hallelujah. We didn't just come up. We were brought up. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth, we knew daddy meant what he said. We knew mama meant what she said. Amen. And they didn't have no problems with us that way because, honey, they would put that ironing cord on us. See, they, some of them had a belt and stuff like that. But I tell you, we got some whoopings. Not little spankings. And you didn't want to go that route no more. What they put on you, No, I tell you the truth. And we, as a result of it, I can think back and see that's why causes us to be more obedient and things like that. But we could see the love later on. We couldn't understand it while we was getting them whoopings. But, honey, we could understand it later on that they meant what they said and they wanted to see us go the right way. Praise the Lord. And I tell you the truth, my mother, she was one that had timing with everything. And I mean, she had a time to put her dinner on, time, amen, for us to go to bed, time for get up again and stuff to go to school and whatnot. And she busied herself. She would patch our like blue jeans and the knees of my brother's pants and stuff like that because we didn't have a lot of money to buy a lot of stuff with and all. So mama made it last as long as she could. She would darn even our socks and things like that. You don't hear people do that now. They throw that stuff out. But my mama would take her needle and stuff, and she knew how to patch it up and make it last a little longer. Glory to God. Sometimes we had to even put maybe like some that cardboard in our shoes. Well, we weren't able to buy no shoes, praise the Lord, and then make them last so your feet just wasn't dead on the ground. Praise God, hallelujah. But I tell you, and then after that, we got where we could get them half-sole, what you call half-sole. The whole shoe, you wouldn't be able to throw it out, but you could take it to the shoemaker, praise the Lord, and get a half-sole put on it and make it last a little longer. You know, all of this, I experienced that. But, you know, when I look back on it, it has helped me. It helped me to appreciate some things. Hallelujah. Even though, you know, I have never had to do that. But I look back and I say, well, Lord, I just thank you because it made me appreciate the things that I got right now. Hallelujah. And it makes you appreciate people that loves you. You can feel the love of your parents doing the best that they could do for you. Hallelujah. And they was concerned about us. They was concerned about the time that you come in the house. They laid the law down, what time you be in there. And they mean it, too. And I know, and we knew that they meant it. Oh, yes, I'm telling you the truth. And it was a funny thing, because me and my daughter, we were just talking about some of these things. It ain't been long ago. We were talking about some incidents happened on the news that we had saw, and it was about these children and everything, just how they're just out of control. I never seen nothing like it, these kids, the way that they're doing. It's just like they're left to themselves. And the Bible tells you that. He said a child left to itself will bring you to an open shame. And it will. I'm telling you the truth. In the stores and things, I hear those little bitty kids, 3-4 years old, be talking like I don't know what to their mama, what they ain't going to do. When she tell them, get away from that. Don't touch that canned goods or something, whatever it is on the shelf. Don't put your hands on that stuff like that. It's just like she didn't say nothing. They go right on and do it. And oh my God, and then the parent be cussing at the child and all that kind of stuff like that. Well, see, that shouldn't be. What is that teaching that kid? Oh right, my God, my parents and them, they never did cuss at us. We lived in a multicultural community. Tell you the truth, we had black people in the community. They call them colored then. And then after that, we had the Italians.
Way back.
Oh, yeah, way back. We had all kinds of Syrians and everything. We grew up together with all of that. And we were highly respected, Mr. Stevenson. They respected my parents and all because of what they stood for. They could even see it. They said, y'all got some wonderful children. The neighbors were saying it. Oh, I'm telling you the truth, but it ain't to say that we was perfect. No, ain't no child perfect, because the Lord let you to know that, foolishness dwells in the bosom of a child. But
Amen.
The rod of correction will drive it far from them. Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
I mean, them old people, they did not play with you. They said, I bought you in the world, and I'll take you out. They meant that we thought so they was going to kill us almost. And so a lot of times, Daddy would tell us what he wanted us to do when we grew up a little size, where we could do some work around that and stuff. Then Daddy would tell us what he wanted us to do. I knew about we didn't have no washing machines or nothing. Had to rub the clothes on the rub board. And all that. Try to wash and keep things clean. We'd wash our walls and stuff, honey. I mean, we know what it's all about. We know what it's all about. Glory to God. But you know what? I can appreciate today, oh Lord, what they taught us. I really can. I look back on it even today, and it helps me to know how to do it and the wisdom that they and gave us and stuff. So, you know, God is a good God. Hallelujah. And if you will do what he say, you know, you'll stay on a pretty good track. You know, people just nod. They don't, I don't know. You got all these latchkey kids coming in by the poor little stuff. Nobody there to greet them. Nobody there to fix them nothing to eat. And they just sit there and the devil go to working with them. That's what
right.
it is. Next thing you know, they enter so much a mess, doing a lot of stuff. They don't regard nobody at all because you haven't put no love in them.
All right, Mother.
Well, then after that, they get rebellious out here. That's what's wrong with all these kids and stuff out here. They're rebellious, and if they don't get it, they'll take what you got.
That's right, Mother.
It hasn't been put in them. So
Amen.
Now what they doing? They don't get no whoopings no more. The government forbids you to whoop your kids and all that stuff. So now they're growing up very disrespectful, And now look at them. They're killing their own parents. You ain't never heard of nothing like that. Even the thought of that. I'm telling you the truth. But they doing it. I'm telling you, if they don't get what they wanted and whatnot, they raises up against their parents and stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It's just, you can't really believe it sometimes. I'm telling you the truth. Yes, and if you refuse them anything, they get heartless mad. And they be telling you what they're going to do to you and all of this, you know. It's just awful. But I tell you the truth, it's just a wonderful thing to have beautiful parents. And that taught me how to raise my children. Praise God. Some of the same principles applied with me when I had my kids and coming up in the family. And I knew how to do some of the things that my mom and dad taught us. Glory to God. But I appreciate my mom today. I appreciate for being a mother. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, amen, for this setting aside to honor the mothers, amen, of this day. So God bless you, Mom, and y'all have a blessed day. And everybody have a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Charity. 83 years old, baby. Amen. She's seen some things. God bless you, Mother. Sister Donna.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
God bless
Sister
you,
Donna.
Woman of God. God bless everyone. Yes. Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you and hear you again, too. First, giving honor to God, and I'd like to bless all the mothers on the line. And I thank God for this time for me to come in, a woman who really affected my life and touched my heart. That would be my grandmother, Annie Mae Norris Shaw. Wow, you would never meet a more virtuous woman. Her first attribute, she was married to one man over 65 years. Raised nine children, scrubbing floors. For her grandchildren, her seeds, how every Sunday she would call us to altar prayer, which was her kitchen table, and she would pray over all of us. She had nine children, so it was well over 40 grandchildren. And she would have us at the table, and she would read scripture over us, and then she would pray over us really, really hard. And just the virtue that she poured back into us just was, my God, remarkable. And then off to church we would go. On Sunday, she was the best-dressed woman in town. She was a Nordstrom girl. And she through the weekdays, she would walk around the house with rollers and a pair of old underwear on top of her head and just looked awful. But that Sunday, I tell you, from head to toe, you couldn't touch her. Best-dressed woman in town. And then also the homemade ice cream. And this is one thing I'm not going to take long because I know there's a lot of people who like to commend their loved ones. Is when I was in the world and I would be down there living with her or visiting her, and I wake up, she's at the end of my bed praying over me. I'm like, why are you bothering me? What are you doing? Get out of my room. Leave me alone. What she was doing, how it affected my life. By the time I was 14 and I got back home, I was a prayer warrior and off to church and just loved the Lord and the things that she poured into me. I thank the Lord for what she left me, and she left me the word, the gift of God, the spirituality, and how to raise my children on my knees as well. God bless all the mothers on the line. You have a beautiful day.
All right. She said your mother was your grandmother was covering you. Amen. Covering you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. We don't understand as children, but by and by, we'll understand it better. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. So we're going to Sister T, and then we're going to come to Apostle Johnson.
Okay.
Sister T?
Praise the Lord. I'm driving right now. I was able to.
Okay. We'll try to get back to you if we can. Amen. Apostle Johnson, God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
truly, it's an honor to know what a mother meant. You know, mothers set the tone because father is supposed to lead, but a mother is there through it all. Amen. A mother has to carry, and it seems like every burden or every situation or every circumstance that is going on, a mother stands there in the midst of it all. Sometimes men run, but mothers stand. Amen.
All right.
There's a situation where after a mother carries a child, there must be a delivery. You know, all the pain that she must endure to bring forth life. Amen.
Oh, yes.
And I feel like when a mother brings forth life, she's bringing forth new destiny, new hope for this world, because a person has been charged in this world to do a job. The Bible says that we were all called when we were called in our mother's womb, that he knew us before the very foundation of the earth, but it had to start in a mother's womb. Lord have mercy. It had to start in a place where a mother had to nurture, had to be, or had to feed, had to be weak in the midnight hour, had to throw up, had to be nauseous and not have enough fluids and things in your body that it takes to carry a child. It's a cost to be a mother.
All right.
It's a cost to stand because motherhood never ends. My God, it seems like every time a child wants something, they call mama. Every time a child wants something, they begin to call mama before they call daddy. Even if it's something they can ask their daddy about, they'll go to their mama first and ask their daddy.
That's it.
They'll ask their mama, mama, can you ask daddy this? Mama, can you talk to daddy about this? Or mama, let me get advice from mama before I go to daddy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a mother. You have to be equipped to be a mother. You have to be trained to be a mother. And this new generation, mothers are getting younger and younger. And if you don't have anybody to teach you that teach you
nobody
how to be structured, that teach you how to be disciplined, then you're lost like a ship without a sail.
That's it.
But a seasoned mother, a Proverbs woman, my God, a virtuous woman, one that just longs and thirsts for God. God, order my steps.
Yes, God.
God, order my family. God, give me wisdom to keep my family together. God, show me the way through it all. That's a mother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A mother that weighs. A mother that seeks God about what the direction to tell that child to go.
That's
a mother.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a true cost to being a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can't take the title.
That's
why he gave out spiritual mothers, because some mothers didn't know how to be mothers, so somebody else had to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
That's it.
Somebody else had to nurture. Somebody else had to love. So, because, see, you can't knock a person that's never been trained. If I never was taught how to be a mother, I can't be one. I only can know what it feels like to birth a child, but I don't know what it is to respond after the child is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible says raise a child up the way they should go and they won't depart. Without a good mother, children are departing daily.
Right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
This is why we got to have mothers that are in the vineyard, that are spiritual mothers, that will step up and say, yeah, I'll be that mom. I'll be that hedge, that person that needs to be there, because this person never knew how I felt to be loved.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
True love that comes from a mother. And I thank God today. I thank God that I have many spiritual mothers. I thank God for my spiritual mother, Evangelist Williams. I thank God for my spiritual mother, Mother Stafford. I thank God for all the mothers that he's put around me. Even Evangelist Bernard has been inspirational in being a mom and leaving nuggets with me about different things and just being that mother to be on you to be a stickler about something.
Praise the Lord.
You know.
Praise the Lord.
That's what moms do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good moms care whether it's their child or not. You ever see your grandma or you as your own mom and see a kid that's struggling and don't have anything to eat and you invite them in your house, or you see them going astray and you treat them like your child, or most of the time
that's
they end up at your house anyway?
That's right. Amen.
Because that's just what good mothers do. Amen. And
yes.
I honor all of you for being mothers. I honor you for being kingdom-minded women of God, but most of all, being godly mothers that have let God lead and guide and order your steps on where to go. And I just honor all of you today in your respective places because you are genuine mothers that will not let one go left untouched. There's a program called Reach One, Teach One. Amen. And we all got to reach out and begin to let motherly love come in and help those that never had a mother in their life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
God bless you on today.
All right. Well, we bless you. Thank you. You're right. Can you say it? It was certainly timely and something that we all need to put in our heart, I tell you. It's a job. It's not something you can just take lightly. Amen.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Just how, you know, some of times you hear these young women, you know, that break up with the boyfriends and what have you. They don't call them daddies or fathers. They call them sperm donors. Amen. And that's what you are, a sperm donor, if you're not depositing anything positive into the lives of these
children. Right, right.
That's
Thank
just
you,
what
Jesus.
You are, really. It's a harsh saying, but you are, because if you are a mother and a father that care, then you would take the time to nurture and train and teach these children. And
that's
what's
right.
missing, as Mother said, you know, rebelliousness is in the land. And even, you know, not just with the children, you got some stubborn old women and old men that are rebellious. Amen.
Oh, yes.
What you mean rebellious means when you can't submit yourself to anyone. And I wanted to bring that scripture in also in Ephesians 5, where the Bible tells us, tell the wives to submit themselves to their husbands. Amen.
Right.
And if we're not submissive, then we got a spirit of rebelliousness on us. We have to submit to somebody. Everybody got to be held accountable to someone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's what we're missing in this society. Nobody wants to be accountable, and accountability should be for all of us, because if we're not accountable, to remember the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there
yes.
is safety. So if we don't have anyone to submit to and we don't have anyone to give us righteous counsel, then we'll always be in error. We'll always be subject
right.
to fall and make a foolish mistake that we really don't have to make, because God has provided us everything that we have need of. There is still a fivefold ministry, and we have to be effective. We have to be effective if we want to impact souls, and that's what it's about. It's about changing a generation. Amen. So we're going to Prophetess Vanessa. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless each and every one of you. And I'm glad to just speaking on the subject today. I'd like to honor my mother, Charlotte Viola Preston, that has truly been a virtuous woman of God in my life. I couldn't have no greater mother, not just for me and my siblings, but she also helped raise her siblings, their siblings, Evie. We always had someone over our house that my mother and my father was helping out. My mother stood on the Bible and the Word. She stood what the Word stands for. She stood to be the woman of God. And to this day, she still calls me and imparting to me and speak a word and give me scriptures. And it's funny because sometimes I was like, she called and said, I was just reading this, and I think you need to know this for today. And sure enough, God would have that word be applied and used in my life on that day. And I thank God for her for standing, telling us how to dress, how to act as women of God, and how or just being women, how we should dress, how we should speak, how people are looking at us and how they should see us. And we should always be upstanding people in the community. And also she taught us to work together, to share. Whatever we have, we share with one another at all times. And she always stood on If one is lacking, the other one better come and fill that lack in our family. And that just didn't go for our immediate family, my sister and my brothers. That went for my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, it went for everybody in the community, even if they wasn't blood related. If you have the need to help, help. And to say, I never want to or hear my children not helping somebody when they're able to help. And that's what my mother still having. Amen.
Amen. Well, we all have been blessed to have grandparents, and you know that's the community that we came out of, where you know our grandparents lived. I know my grandmother lived to be 97 years old, and they're just
praise
long livers. Amen.
Thank
so
you,
I remember having about five generations living at that time. My mother, my grandmother, my great grandmother, and a great great. Amen. So I can remember those days. And now, you know, you see you see young women becoming grandparents when you know their grandparents and great parents are still living. You know, you having teenagers, still young women having babies out of wedlock, and that wasn't something uncommon back then, but it was not done with the sense of pride. We had shame. There was shamefacedness about them back then, you know. But now
they march around,
you know. 12 and 13 years old, having babies, and they flaunt it like, this is what happened, and I'm proud of it. Well, back then, when I was coming up, you know, they would send these girls away, not saying that, you know, you were trying to be a hypocrite or what have you, but you didn't flaunt it.
Right.
You didn't flaunt it. When a young girl and mother could attest to this, would have a baby out of wedlock, then you know they shined them. They shined them. But now you could come on in and sing in the choir. No, you don't have no husband and what have you. Now, that's not saying that we're judging you. That's not judging. When you see the evidence, that's no longer a judgment.
That's right.
That is evidence being presented, and you're able to see that. Maybe let them sit down. Let them sit down. You can't just let these children do no anything and everything, and then we just let them come on and sing with the choir like ain't nothing else. I'm not saying kill them, because God is a forgiving God. God is a just God.
Yes.
But guess what? Hold them accountable for their actions.
That's right.
Amen. You sit down. Sit down.
Amen.
Have the baby and sit down and be taught. Where you don't have to, where you'll know better not to go back out there and mess up again.
Amen.
Because guess what? There may be a man out there for you with one accident. But when you got two and three accidents, who want to take on the responsibility of raising other folks' children? It's just not something that we're prone to do right now.
Right.
It's just not good. So if we can teach these young women, and not just the young women, the young men too.
Right.
Teach them how to be chaste. Teach them that, you know, everything that you see on the television, then I'm going to open up the line to Sister Leslie. Everything that you see on the television, and they used to call it a two-eyed devil and a one-eyed devil. Well, it is, because guess what? If you want to promote something, sex is what they promote. They got sex to sell cars, sex to sell homes, sex to sell clothes, sex to sell shoes, anything, sex to sell cleaning material for your home.
My Lord.
Everything that's commercial on the market today, they're selling it and they're promoting it with sex.
Lord,
you're going to see a skimpy woman on a commercial selling the cars with bikinis on and all that butt out because sex is with sale.
That's right.
That's the society that we're living in. We're living in a perverse society. And
oh,
the
God.
Bible tells us that decency was going to be in the street.
That's right.
Are you seeing it, Mother?
We're seeing it.
Decency is in the street. You
Lord
go to
Jesus.
Eat in a restaurant. You can't even go up in there and eat a decent meal without seeing them with their cheeks hanging. And all
yeah.
of this is not of God.
Oh,
you go to
not.
Church on Sunday, they hear the word of God, and you see them with all their breasts exposed. And
yeah.
some of them have dresses on so short you could almost touch their yang-yang. Come
oh,
on,
my
now.
God. Jesus.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
That's
I
what the Bible says.
I came up in the Methodist church. Okay? And we couldn't even wear pants to church back then.
I know.
You know that was considered despicable. You go in the church house with a pair of pants on.
I
well,
know.
Today they talk about come as you are. Come as you are is true. But have some respect. Have
Thank
some
you,
pride Jesus. About yourself. Cover
right.
your nakedness. Hallelujah. I went to a church. And they had the here in New Orleans. Now, since I've been back this time, that was about 2 years ago. Went to visit, and then the atmosphere was set like a lounge, like a bar club. You know, the lights was dimmed, and they had them flashing, and that was the atmosphere they was trying to create. Talk about I'm
Isn't
trying to reach. Who can reach the young people? You don't have to use that method to reach. Preach
no, you
the
don't.
Word of God. Preach the gospel.
That's
Jesus
it.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So
That's
we don't
so.
Have to use what the world uses to draw
No,
souls.
We don't. No,
all
we
do
not.
All we have to do is go back to the basics. Stand on the foundation. We don't have to deviate. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Oh, no, no, we don't.
The Bible is a blueprint. It's a roadmap. It's all. We got everything that we need
everything.
To know how to
That's
go
right.
out and come in before God's people.
That's right.
Okay? It's time to get real, and I'm not condemning anything. I've been in holiness 30 years. Amen. And I didn't put on a pair of earrings to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And when I found out earrings wasn't going to take me to hell, but I could tell you what it did. Mother,
yeah.
it kept me with the sense of living whole and righteous. It made me to know that taking those earrings on won't put me in hell or heaven. But it
yeah.
gave me a standard about God.
And yeah.
it let me to know that, guess what, if I could pull them off, I wasn't losing anything. I was
no.
gaining something. I was gaining
yeah.
a sense of what a standard was. And
yeah,
today,
right, exactly.
there's no standard. Men have let down the standards.
I know.
So there's no standards in the church. And I'm
God
not talking about
us.
No clothing. I'm
yeah.
not talking about clothing. But you have to maintain a standard.
You've got to have one.
If you don't have no standards, then guess what? The house of God become just like a bar.
It sure
come
will.
In and do what you want. Come up in
Amen.
There and flirt and pick up your old lady and you got a wife. Pick up your old man and you got a husband. So then guess what? Lawlessness is in the church.
Lord Jesus.
The Bible said, my house shall be called the house of prayer.
Anytime
you have a house that have been ordained and sanctified and set aside for
That's
the
right.
purpose of calling it a house of prayer, there should be an order. There
That's
should
right.
be
That's
some
right.
standard.
That is so right.
I can't get away from it. And I
you don't need
get
to get away
from my foundation.
You don't need to get away from it.
We were built upon the foundation of the apostles.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord,
Christ
Jesus.
Being the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
That's
what
it.
We built upon. So we
Amen.
Can't move from the apostolic doctrine. We can't move off the apostles' doctrine. If we do, then we become a renegade.
That's right.
We become a bastard.
Lord
we're
have
no
mercy.
Longer, we're not bastards. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
That's what the book say.
Hallelujah. We're not preaching no new gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We're not coming up with a new philosophy.
No, we're not.
Hallelujah. He said don't take away and don't add to.
That's
so
what
we
got to
de-preach the word. But you know what, Mother? We're compromising because we want bodies.
Yeah, that's it.
We ain't interested in souls. See the difference in souls and bodies.
Oh, yes,
souls
it is.
Souls love the Lord. Souls are concerned about their salvation. Souls
that's right.
reverence God. Souls
that's right.
have their ultimate goal is to please Jesus. Bodies
yes.
coming to please man.
Praise the Lord.
And men pleases. That's what bodies does. Men, they're
men pleases.
Men pleases. They're to please man and not
yes.
God. Well, God
right.
is interested in souls.
That's it,
he
what
said,
he is to them. Amen.
If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.
That's what he said.
God is interested in souls, not bodies.
Souls. Thank you. Jesus.
I don't care.
Hallelujah.
God
oh,
give
yeah.
me the hell to oversee two or three. Guess what? As long as they're concerned about their souls, I'm happy.
That's it. Thank
but see,
you,
bodies
Lord.
Bodies ain't going to get you no. Bodies going to take you to hell and going to get you in a bad place with God.
Oh,
if you
my
want to stay in a good place with God, you be concerned about souls.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord
God
Jesus.
Bless you, Leslie. Hallelujah. Let me open up our line. Amen. We had about 14 to 16 callers on the day. So we tried to get to everybody, and some have dropped off. But God bless you. Sister Leslie, God bless you. Okay, she got some other things going. Sister Leslie? Okay, she's outside with the ice cream truck. Let me see her, Sister T. God bless you, Sister T. Okay, don't see Sister T. She's probably still driving. But anyway, we thank God for the priceless gift of a mother. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you all. Again, by way of announcement, we want to remind you, I'm looking for all of our friends.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Mother, we still here?
Oh, yeah, we couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. We all right now. Amen.
Okay.
I'm just by way of announcements, I said I would like to see all of our friends in the gospel there. We will be hosting a conference in New Orleans on September the 4th through the 6th. It's a citywide crusade along with my ministry launch there in New Orleans. It's a three-day event, Thursday, Friday, and half a day Saturday. And we're looking for all of you all, mark your calendars. We're looking to have some of those that we have never met. And just know Bishop Jesse Grant made a commitment to come, Prophetess Harrison. We got a list of people that will be coming down, and I pray each and every one of you all can come and join us as we launch our ministry here in New Orleans. I tell you, God has been opening up some doors. He's been doing some mighty, mighty acts. And I tell you,
wonderful,
everything
wonderful.
That he's promised, God is certainly a promise keeper, and he'll never renege on any
That's
of his
right.
promises. So mark those dates, September the 4th through the 6th. All roads lead to New Orleans, Louisiana. So I'm excited. I'm excited, Mother. We're going to open up with a family and friends day, and I pray, I tell you, the sanctuary that we're going to be at, I think it holds about 200 people, and if I could get all of my family there, amen, we would take up the whole building. But anyway, I know everybody ain't going to come, but that's all right. Those that will come, we're going to bless the Lord for them. So remember those dates, September the 4th through the 6th. We're working right now as I speak on our flyer. So by next week, we'll be able to have that fly out and be able to promote it on the social media. Also, make a sacrifice Friday after next, May the 16th, Friday, May the 16th. That's the deadline we're looking. I have 26 sponsors, so I'm still looking for some more sponsors. Amen. To sponsor a young woman or a young man to attend this Father's Daughters Conference that's going to be hosted by Pastor R.C. Blake here in New Orleans, Louisiana, next month in June. But May the 16th is the deadline, which is a Friday. So you can, those of you all that have debit cards and what have you, you can go to our ministry page at www.newdestinyministries, and you can pay through PayPal. Or registration is $45. Make a sacrifice and sponsor somebody to go. There's many young women and men here in New Orleans that would love to go if they had a sponsor. So I have those sponsors already lined up. I was looking to get about 50, but that's all right. I'm thanking God for what he's already done and what he's going to do. So we need those monies in by next Friday. Friday after next. That is next Friday, not this Friday, but Friday after next, May the 16th. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all today. We're going to go to Prophetess Vanessa, and we're going to ask her to close us out with the word of prayer. Remember the lineup for the week. I've already posted it. Sister Verona Singleton will be with us, and maybe someone else will be on tomorrow to expound upon that topic, the priceless gift of a mother. Amen. So, and on Wednesday, Pastor Miracle Burleson will be speaking for us out of Houston, Texas. And all the way from Stockton, California, Pastor Beatrice Morton will be our Thursday speaker. And Friday, somebody say Friday.
Friday.
One of my mothers in the gospel will be with us, and that's none other than Prophetess Pastor Cheryl Harrison of Sacramento, California. She'll be with us on Friday, so we won't have Provoke Fridays this week. So tune in for the rest of the week as we honor and celebrate our precious mothers on this week. Amen. So does anyone have any prayer requests? I'm going to ask for Prophetess Vanessa to pray for me. I'm still a little nauseated. My stomach's been bothering me. I don't know if it's a stomach virus or something since Saturday, and I'm still feeling a little bit, not much, but it's still feeling a little queasiness inside. So I'm asking for prayer. And pray for my sister Danielle and also my son. I'm going to try to visit him this weekend, so pray for him. So I'm going to go to Prophetess Vanessa and let her pray, and then close out with a word of prayer. God bless you, Prophetess.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless each and every one of you, and have a great evening. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you right now, God. God, asking you to bless every mother, God, that is in your will, God, being there, being strong, trying to do all that she can do to be the woman of God that you called her to be, God. God, you see what lacks, and you see the things that she needs, God. Strengthen her. Give her everything that she needs, God, to do the will of you and be that example mother that's in the Bible, that virtuous woman, God, on today.
Ah,
and God,
Jesus,
ask you, God, to touch, oh, my God.
Glory.
You know, Jesus, trying to touch her eye.
Hallelujah.
You got going on in our stomach right now. I speak.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Power to touch right now in the
sink
of her stomach, God. Move the things that are not like you. Her body right now in the name of Jesus. So this is your woman's service. She needs to be helped. Jesus. Oh, my God, to do your will, that everything that is not like you, I command it now to come out. Your body should be detoxed, God, as she goes. Pass right through. Ah, la la molusa, da da ma. And Jesus, me from her. You cannot exist anymore. She has to be for to do the will of God. I command that you rule your Jesus of her body now in the name of Jesus. And it shall be by the commandment of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, we pray for a son right now. We pray for a sister right now. God, you do it. You do it right now. I say, talk to you, God. You know those things. You know what. You know what they're asking you for, God. God, you know the changes you have, God. Because this woman of God stand and she proclaimed, God, do it on her behalf, God. That it should be seen.
You're almost seen.
My God.
Bless you. You're almost seen.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I call a release on this line. That God, that people that's in the sound of my voice should be released in the name of Jesus for kingdom building. Those that have been standing and trusting in you, God. Those that have been standing and seeking and they've been waiting on you, God. That the word go forth and the things that should be released today, God.
Yes,
angels, God. That they begin to war and shut the heavens to the things that they that's concerning your kingdom. Be released right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
For your glory. It's not for us, God, but it's for the edification of the body of Christ. It's not for us, God, but it's to brag and boast about the God that we serve. And God, we will praise you. We will thank you. We will not walk away from you when we receive the blessings of you. But we word and the praise and the testimonies that come forth of what you have done on today, they will come forth. Let the evangelists know what have happened. There will be a cry and a ring out what done for me on this day. Thank you, Jesus,
God.
For what you are doing. I praise you right now for you are marvelous and wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord of our life,
God,
and not do anything without you, God. And we praise you for the breath that we breathe, God. We praise you for what you are telling us to say and how to walk with people and who to talk to and who not to talk to. God, we thank you for this going on right now and the quick, fast change that you are about to do in our lives.
Yes,
we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name,
in
amen.
Jesus' name.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless you. And you know, Messiah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Give him some praise today. Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
God, we bless you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I see Sister T. Did you need me?
Shall I say good word? Praise
okay,
the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. I seen Pastor Beatrice was trying to get in, but she dropped off.
No, awesome word.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. I open up Leslie line. I think she was out with the kids.
So,
yeah, it was
amen.
Awesome. I heard you until my phone went dead. That was an awesome word about coming to take our place, take our
amen.
Role, and brought out some awesome points, how valuable and precious and honorable mothers are. It's a good word. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, we look forward to hearing the word from you on Thursday. So we already said so. God bless you all as you all travel through the dangerous highways. We bless God and thank you for it. We're going to close on out. We'll see you all on tomorrow. We're going to close out with one of my favorites. Y'all know it. It's working. God bless you, Mother. We enjoyed you today.
God bless you, too. Amen. Have a beautiful
Ask Deborah, can she come on and minister for us?
I can't hear what you were saying because it was a lot of gravel in the phone.
Okay, can you ask your daughter, Deborah, can she
yes.
come on and minister in song for us? Maybe
when
Wednesday
is that?
Or Thursday. Wednesday
okay,
or Thursday.
I certainly will.
All right. God bless you.
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I plead for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. For grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good. Come on, y'all.
Jesus, love me.
All right. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow.
Bless you, too. God bless you.
Love you, Mother. Love you, Donna.
Love you, too. Praise God.